This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can bring us anything that you want. Just dial in toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about everything from prostitution to airlines and policies about children on flights. Apparently there's an Indian budget airline that has decided to not prohibit children entirely, which might actually be a popular idea, too, but to restrict the rows in which children may exist. So, you know, if you want to have a little bit more peace and quiet, you can sit in the rows that are guaranteed to have no children in them. And I think that's a fantastic idea. Johnson was telling us about it. Apparently there was a poll done that 70%, I don't know if it was of Americans, but 70% of the respondents to the poll, whether it was scientific or not, I also don't know. But there was a large amount of people who said, yeah, this is valuable, which suggests to me that even families found it valuable to not have kids on a flight.
Yeah, although I am kind of thinking now, like, how hard is it to just put in a pair of earbuds if you're really that bothered by noise?
Well, no doubt about it. And they do have, they call noise-canceling headphones as
right.
well.
Right, yeah.
The market has kind of come up with this. But if there's a baby crying in the row behind you or in front of you or fairly nearby, it's still probably, unless you're going to crank up the tunes to the max, you're probably still going to hear the piercing, shrill sound of a baby crying.
It can be frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, turn your headphones up so loud, I can't imagine you hear anything else at all. But
right. The idea is to literally drown out the rest of life. Yeah.
The average person is concerned about hearing damage, and so they don't do that. So it's likely they're going to hear a baby crying in a nearby row. Joining you, by the way, in the studio tonight as we launch into the third hour, it's Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
Let's go to your calls. Johnson, I know there's more to your story, but Michael's on the line in Texas listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Michael.
Howdy, fellas. Hey. I'm wondering if you've heard about the guy in Texas that he hired a Craigslist escort, and he paid $150 an hour at the end of the session or whatever. He didn't have sex. So he demanded his money back. She wouldn't give it back. He ended up shooting her, shot her in the neck. And about 9 months later, the family pulled the plug, so she died. And they charged him with murder. Jury acquitted him.
What?
Whoa.
Because I assume because, if you look at these Craigslist pages, I mean, you would assume that you're going to get sex from them. I mean, I haven't used them, but after I read the story, I went and looked at them. I mean, these pictures these girls put out, I mean, you would assume you're going to get that. But I assume that they acquitted him because he paid for a service he didn't get.
That doesn't justify murdering the service provider.
It doesn't. I know it doesn't. It definitely doesn't.
That is a surprising position to come from the government. Wow.
What was a jury?
A jury acquitted him.
Wow. And how recent was this? This was pretty recent. You said Texas?
I mean, it was in 2013 when he got acquitted.
And that's just a stunning story. I mean, so this dude murders a girl because she didn't put out after he hired her as an escort and the jury let him walk. I just can't even imagine who would do that. I can't even fathom.
What kind of jury?
The story cites that says the Texas law that allows people to use deadly force to recover property during a nighttime theft.
Wow.
This is a very old story, and she tried to leave without putting out when he had paid her or something like that.
Well, you hired an escort. That doesn't mean you're going to get sex necessarily, right?
Well, I think that there was something implied about it.
They can't advertise you're going to get sex, because if they do, then they're violating the law.
You shouldn't be using Craigslist and depending on for this stuff anyways.
But look, I understand what you're saying. she may have made it appear as though sex was going to be in the offering, but a lot of guys who want to hire escorts want to believe that. Maybe she just wanted to escort him somewhere.
I don't know
if
she applied. You know, did she provide any service? You know, like, was there... You know,
she apparently showed up.
She showed up and then wanted to leave immediately with the money, so, you know, I don't know.
Oh, was it... How long was he there for? Was she there for? Do you know?
It doesn't say. Some stories say $150 he paid her, and some say $150 an hour, but...
I mean, if he was there, if she was there for, so I guess this is an important question, that if she was there for an hour talking with him, because again, a lot of these guys just want to talk,
right?
If she was there talking with him and she felt like, this guy's weird, I don't want to have sex with him,
right?
You know, or he's, you know, and obviously he was weird, he shot her to death, so maybe she got a bad vibe from him after a certain period of time. She's like, okay, I've been here an hour, I got to go.
Right.
And then she just walks out the door. She's done her job at that point, unless he specifically agreed to have, you know, unless she agreed in the hotel room or wherever it was to have sex with him and then didn't do that, she's fulfilled her side of that contract.
Well,
that's
because
that's an outrageous story.
Being an escort doesn't guarantee sex, right?
That's exactly
How would you define escort? Just spending time with somebody? I mean, how would you really define it?
The classic, you know, definition of an escort, where we're not talking about the code word for prostitute, would be a woman that you would take to a party, for instance. So, you know, you want to look like you're successful and you have a hot, you know, babe for a wife or whatever. You hire an escort, you bring her to the party, and then she talks with your friends as though she's your girlfriend or whatever, and then you go home, take her home, and then that's that. There's no sex involved.
So
it can be any range of everything from, you know, girl on your arm to a girl that you're just sitting in a hotel room talking with to a girl that's going to have sex with you, or guy.
I mean, some people may do that. I just can't imagine somebody's going to pay some woman $150 an hour just to hang out. I mean, that seems absurd.
Have I got a story for you that is related to that? Maybe we'll get to it. It's about guys who are paying women, ostensibly, to send them text messages. That's not $100 an hour, but it's like $100 a month.
Right.
Wow. I thought you were going to go with like cuddling services.
That's a thing too.
Crazier.
No, I don't know if that's crazier because then you're actually getting human contact. Here you're talking about texting.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. The texting is crazy.
Oh, it's crazier than
that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're right about that. Hey, Michael, thanks for bringing that up, man. I appreciate it. We'll see if we can maybe dig up the actual story.
I should get into that. That could be a lady online.
Exactly. How do they know that this girl's really who she says she is?
Right.
So let's get back into your story, though, and then if we get a chance, we'll talk about these guys paying for texting with what they believe to be an attractive model.
So we were talking about this guy, Rob Law, who's the inventor of this weird children ride-on suitcase, who, you know, he was saying he doesn't think that 12-year-olds cause a lot of grief on the plane. That's more younger demographic. Mm-hmm. And he says,
I thought it was under 12 that are going to be restricted, but maybe I misunderstood.
I think 12 and under.
12 and under, okay.
Rob said the travel industry caters to all ages, and that he himself would be happy to stick to children-only areas on planes if traveling with his two young children.
Mm-hmm.
He added, "It's not such a bad idea, as we do need to cater for all needs. Everyone has different travel requirements. For example, we catered to children's needs with the trunkie." And this is just
the trunkie.
Trunkie is his like children's ride-on, carry-on, something or other.
Okay.
And this is just catering to a different person's needs. If we traveled with Indigo and we were made to sit in certain seats, I would be fine with that. I'm not sure how a quiet zone would actually work on the plane, though. Would there be soundproofing or a screened-off area?
Good question.
Yeah,
should be.
Why can't, and then somebody else asked, why can't the ban apply to the whole plane? Says Jessica Bolton, Mirror's Duty Features editor. I've always found boarding a plane terrifying. My chest tightens, my breathing shallows, and I get a growing, gnawing pain in my stomach. But the fear has never been about flying. It's about wondering which little darling in the queue I might find myself sat next to. Now Indigo has finally realized the unspeakable truth. Not all adults like children.
Mm.
Many adults especially don't like children sitting next to or near them or anywhere within earshot of them on a long-haul flight.
Mm-hmm.
Our holidays are important to us, but starting a well-earned break trapped in a confined space with a bunch of unruly kids screaming, crying, and running up and down the aisles
does not sound like fun.
A happy traveler make.
Nope.
Particularly when the inevitable happens.
That's what leads people to drink.
Yeah. Particularly when the inevitable happens. You dare to complain, and their indignant parents end up, or indigent, ignoring their kids and scolding you. There's a... Only one problem I have with Indigo's new scheme. Why can't the ban apply to the whole plane?
Indeed. And if you have thoughts you want to share on this, especially if you are a parent who's angry or you're happy about this, you're elated as a single person or couple or whatever, we'd love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, I've been digging, looking at this story about the escort that was shot in Texas, and I've got an update on it because it's been misreported pretty widely. by the media, and there's an article over at rewire.news that says that there's been some very irresponsible reporting on this, and so they're going to try to clear it up. We'll share some of that with you here in moments. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and it's been an election season like no other. The major parties have put up their worst candidates. Libertarian Gary Johnson has performed in the polls far better than a Libertarian has in the past, and maybe a real factor in some states. There are those that are delighted by this, and there are those that think he's not Libertarian enough, like me. Either way, there's only one way for you to affect the Libertarian Party's nomination process, and that's to get involved in the party. So if you are tired of sitting on the sidelines and complaining about it, you can get involved and make a difference on whatever side that you support. I support the side of the Libertarian Party being principled again. Free Talk Live has amazingly negotiated a free Libertarian Party membership for you, dear listener. All you got to do is go and claim it. Here's how you do it. Go to lp.org/FTL. That's lp.org/FTL. And I believe they will send you a free issue of the LP newsletter that they print out, I think, on a quarterly basis or so. It kind of gives you a little taste of what it's like to be a full-on member of the party. But this is still a real membership of the party. You just don't have to pay for it. So if you want to join the Libertarian Party, you can do that. And you can do it for free with our URL. Go to lp.org/FTL, like Free Talk Live, as we go to the phones and to the fun. Trevor is calling from MF. I don't know what that stands for. Trevor, or is that Montana? Maybe that's a T. Trevor, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Yes, you are in Montana, listening to KINX, except I hit the wrong button. Trevor, you're on now. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment, you know, with the Backpage and the Silk Road and the rest of that.
Yes.
You know, they've been used for illicit things, trafficking and the rest of that. However, on the opposite end of that, that's like holding the gun manufacturers responsible for all these mass shootings, or holding, say, Chevy or Ford responsible for the drunk driver that goes in and plows down a bunch of people or kills somebody or something like that. So I don't think that – I think there should be some measure of responsibility. Like, if you know, hey, we're selling something that is probably not legal, then, yeah, you should shut that down. But if a consenting adult wants to – offer their, quote, services, then, you know, that should be up to them. So
should I, though, as an operator of a website, I've run a bunch of websites over the last 20 years of my life. Should I be the operator, as an operator of the website, should I be held responsible for not bothering to enforce any rules? Hey, you come to my website, right. You sign up for an account, you can post whatever you want. We're not going to enforce anything. Why should I be held liable for what other people do with that service?
Well, that kind of goes back to holding the gun manufacturers responsible for the guy that walks in and decides to unload in some public place. You shouldn't necessarily. It's a fine line. It's hard to differentiate. If you're going to put it out there and just say, all right, you know, it's a free-for-all, then you kind of have to expect that there might be some sort of repercussions. And the internet is kind of the wild, wild west, and it's still a free for all with things like the Silk Road and Backpage and the rest of those. And
right, and the federal government in this case is the equivalent of the corrupt, the corrupt sheriff from the wild west.
Right, and I get it, and I understand. You know, like I said, I see both sides of it. However, I think if you're going to put that out and just say, "Hey, no rules, no holds barred," that you kind of have to be expecting, like, well, you might have to toe the line eventually because people are going to take advantage of that situation. And
that's why I say any of these CEOs of any of these other websites need to get the hell out of the United States if they're living here, because they are at serious risk. If they're doing this to two people, you know, they've spent 3 years investigating Backpage.com. You can better believe they're investigating, these other sites. And by the way, the Rent Boy site, which was taken down by the feds, Rent Boy, we didn't get to any, you know, we didn't share any of the statistics. They were a much smaller website. They were only doing like $10 million a year in business.
Huh.
And the feds targeted them, whereas the state of California went after Backpage, who was doing $160 million a year in business. Trevor, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
Some free market we live under, huh?
It's ridiculous. Let's continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. We got Scott in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Whoa. How you doing? Hi,
hey,
strangers.
You're a little loud there. I don't know if it's your issue or the network. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, how you doing? Hey, okay, I love your show. Just checking in a long time ago, big guy. You know, the second time I flew over
have you seen
to...
Me? I'm sorry, go
North
ahead.
Korea.
You probably haven't.
I flew over to the Philippines. We landed in Hong Kong. And it was amazing because when I flew over, I saw North Korea dark, the whole country, at night. And you see,
you actually got to fly over North Korea?
Well, we didn't go over, we went around it. But when I looked down, you only saw a couple of lights on in the whole country.
Yep, that's true.
At night. And I'm working in a military complex right now, and I talked to some of the soldier boys about, you know, keep up a little bit on things. And I just wanted to talk to you guys about this comment about this nut job that caused us, B-A-S-T-R, I won't say it over the line, but he just tested another thing underground.
You're talking about Kim Jong-un?
5.4 in the Richter scale.
You're talking about Kim Jong-un, the dictator
in North Korea? Yeah, if you want to.
They called you bastards?
But they already confirmed that this coup can already mount a nuclear warhead on a missile already.
I don't believe
so
it. Who confirmed that?
I just wonder, you guys, a comment
who confirmed
on
that, and how did they confirm it? Was it a spy? I don't know if I believe that. Where did you hear that story?
Well, there's a real guy, talk guy, that's been around years. I'm not going to mention his name.
A talk show host?
Yes, he's a real
Alex
known.
Jones.
But he did already confirm that they can... Well, think about it. Every time he does a test, he's going to get better at doing it, right?
Well, an underground test is not a missile test, right? So blowing up a nuclear weapon underground is different than launching, you know, an intercontinental ballistic missile. Look, I just don't believe it. Whenever I hear these claims that North Korea is getting ready to launch a nuclear weapon against the United States or something like that, I just don't buy it. I mean,
Kim Jong-un and the other globalists.
They don't.
I don't get the concern because couldn't the missile be shot out of the sky? You don't think the U.S. has the technology?
I don't believe the government has. I mean, they may have that technology, but whether they will implement it quickly enough to make sure it happens.
I'm sure they could implement it to stop one missile. The problem is the bigger countries that can shoot like 100 at a time.
Who's the talk show host, Scott? I want you to name your source.
And I just wanted to say, you guys are seeing it down one track tunnel. What about South Korea that lives next to them?
Well, that's a risk, right? Like, yes.
Who's your source? We want another talk show.
Who's the source? Who's the source?
Who's the source?
Scott, who's the source?
Scott, who's the source? Scott, who's the source? Scott's just going to talk.
Who's your source, Scott?
Scott, who's your source?
South Korea.
Are you even listening?
No.
Hello.
Thanks for the call. I'm not scared. I'm not scared of Kim Jong-un.
What? Good stuff, guy.
Good stuff. 450 free.
Ramble.
This is Free Talk Live.
Nuclear missile. Ramble.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We've got time for you if you get on the line right now, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, tonight it's Ian,
Cody, and Johnson.
Entrepreneurship, progress, innovation. You can achieve personal success while helping to create a prosperous society. As Ludwig von Mises said, economics deals with society's fundamental problems. It's the main and proper study of every citizen. You can visit fee.org/FTL. For free online lessons, perfect for the classroom or self-study. The course, Economics in One Day, is easy to understand, but will impart upon you an understanding of economics greater than school ever could. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. Start today, no charge, at fee.org, fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL. And learn why entrepreneurship matters. As we continue with your calls and your thoughts, we go to, I believe we have Parker on the line in Washington via Skype. Go ahead, Parker.
Hey, guys. So I caught your show tonight about halfway through. I was doing some other stuff.
Okay.
And I have a thought on how there could be a workaround on how to legally do prostitution using the own, like the government's own rules and regulations against them.
Okay. Now, how's that?
We know that porn is only a few steps away from prostitution, whereby, hey, it's legal for two people to consent to.
Did you listen to the whole show tonight? Because it sounds like you might be repackaging an idea that one of our co-hosts actually presented. But I don't want to jump, you know, down your throat too far.
I might be, but I might not be.
All right. So what's your proposal?
So basically, the idea is that you have an area whereby, sort of like a bordello or a cat house or whatever. And basically, you have some people that are very physically fit and attractive to whomever they're trying to attract.
Mm-hmm.
And both parties consent to being filmed, and they consent to having some sort of intimate physical relations. And
one way of putting it,
the clientele, they pay for the services rendered, and they pay for a copy of the DVD that mm-hmm. would be given to them. And they would be the only ones that would get said DVD.
But didn't we already have the conversation if it was a private video, then that was sort of separate from it being distributed en masse?
That's the question. So basically what you're proposing, was it you, Johnson, that proposed this idea earlier?
Yeah.
So basically you're repackaging the same thing we talked about earlier, but the thing we don't know is what the law says about whether or not something is porn. So it's my understanding that if you have the intention of distributing when you're recording a sex act, then that makes it porn and not prostitution. But I don't know if the intention has to be to distribute it publicly or just to what you're saying, the one private recipient. Either way, it's an intention that matters. So you could.
Look at it this way: if you send somebody a picture of your boobs mm-hmm. over a text message, is that considered porn? Not my boobs; that they're non-existent. I'm just saying. Like
a picture of boobs is not porn because it's not an act involving sex.
Right, so you're sending one explicit image to another person, mm-hmm. a transmission of one image to another person. I wouldn't really consider that pornography.
Porn.
That's just... I guess I don't really know what you would call it.
There's an argument that not even nude photos are porn because there's not sex going on. There's not a sexual act going on, whereas, you know, if somebody's touching themselves in the photo or if, you know, the sexual poses.
Unless you're John Ashcroft and then, you know, any kind of whatsoever is porn.
John Ashcroft, of course, is known. He's a former attorney general, I think, for the U.S. during the Bush administration, who notoriously actually had taxpayer dollars pay to cover up the justice statue. So, because apparently one of her breasts was hanging out at some point.
It's dirty.
Parker, I have to wonder, you know, hasn't somebody tried this? I mean, but presumably.
I don't know if someone has.
Yeah.
Well,
the thing is, in California and New Hampshire, apparently the only two states where producing porn is actually legal. So that's probably going to limit the number of people who are willing to try something like this. I think it would be interesting, especially if it was advertised openly, to see how the police would respond to something like that.
And I think that, to me, distributing of something, like, I would have to open up my thesaurus, which I could probably do within the next 30 seconds or so. But to me, distributing something is basically to give something from one person to another.
Well, as I understand it, I haven't read the statutes in a while. I could be misremembering it. But it was my understanding that you only had to have the intention. So all you have to do, really, is have, like, a contract signed which says we intend to distribute this movie. But you can change your intention at any time. So if you film the movie with the intention of distributing, and then you decide, you know, the plot wasn't very good, the acting wasn't very good, we're not going to be able to make any money on this, so we're just going to chuck this in the trash can.
As if the plot and acting ever mattered in porn anyways.
Hey, thanks, Parker, for the call tonight. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, there's one other thing I wanted to add to the North Korea discussion. So why is it that I'm not worried about, okay, sure, South Korea, they got to worry about a missile. China, okay, they probably got to worry about a missile. But the United States with the entirety of the Pacific Ocean in between, I'm sorry, I don't buy it for a moment that Kim Jong-un has the technology capable of doing, even if he has the missile, he probably doesn't even have the computer program capable of actually launching it because,
yeah.
I mean, I've seen the Vice news reports on North Korea, and I don't remember if it was Vice or if it was PBS, but either way, there was one of them where they actually went into a North Korean computer class. And this was one of the most revealing ones that I've seen because, you know, oh, look, here are all these computers with all these students sitting at the computers. Look at our technology.
Windows 95?
Well, no. Oh, it might have been. But but here's what happened. In the documentary, there was like one person who was selected to speak with the documentarians. Everybody else was not allowed to talk in the room. And what they noticed was that the people who were on the computers were just sitting there looking at a screen and, like, circling the cursor around. Or circling the mouse pointer around.
So they were just probably paid to look busy, make it look like they knew what they were doing.
They didn't know what to do. They were, like, moving the mouse and maybe typing on some keys, but nothing was actually happening.
Big surprise.
And the thing is, North Korea, the government thought they could pull this off, right? Like, we'll pull one over on those Vice documentarians.
They'll be so afraid.
We'll have a room full of people pretending to use computers, and they won't figure it out. Well, duh, anybody who's ever used a computer can obviously see someone who's pretending to use a computer, and it's going to stick out like a sore thumb.
They have no idea.
Right.
And this is what, like, drives me nuts, is how many years have we dealt with the fear campaigns about, oh, North Korea is going to get a missile, or right. Iran, they're going to have nuclear technology real soon. It's coming real soon.
Yeah.
And it never does. I'm not worried. Like,
they need,
like,
a boogeyman.
We always have to be worried about North Korea, Russia, China, Iran. There's always going to be some country to worry about.
Doesn't bother me. I'm not worried about them.
I'm not. Why?
It's the U.S. government that, if you're going to worry about something, and I don't generally recommend worrying because it doesn't generally change things, but if you're going to worry, you might as well worry about the government that can actually put you in a jail cell or murder you at their own, you know, whim.
And right. The U.S. government has been actively, already, on paper, been doing things to a detriment to our freedom on a daily basis. And I'm not worried about some smoke about North Korea or China or Russia or Iran. I'm not worried about them.
Exactly. Let's continue here, and we will take your calls about anything in the remaining moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Moments remain here. We got enough time for you if you get on the lines right now, 855-450-3733. You know, there was an update on that story from Texas. We had a guy call in to tell us about somebody who was shot to death, an escort who was shot to death in Texas by a man who allegedly was angry because she was running off with $150 and he hadn't gotten sex. Turns out the story is actually a little bit different than the way it was represented.
Right.
Rewire.news has a headline. I just think it's important to get this correction out there, and then we'll get right back into your calls. The headline, no, Texas law does not say you can shoot an escort who refuses to have sex. A misreading in the verdict in an upsetting Texas case has gone viral since Gawker claimed Texas says it's okay. So this was Gawker's headline. Texas says it's okay to shoot an escort if she won't have sex with you. Texas law does not say that. And the jury didn't either in this case. The story looks very different depending on if you're looking at the law or the reporting of the case. A misreading of the verdict in a strange and upsetting Texas case. Okay, we already read that part. It's not in dispute that the defendant, Ezekiel Gilbert, paid the victim, Lenora Frago, $150 for 30 minutes of her escort services advertised on Craigslist. It wasn't even for an hour.
Right. Just a half hour.
After Frago refused to have sex with him, the defendant shot her. Frago was paralyzed, and the defendant was charged with aggravated assault. When she died 7 months later, Gilbert was indicted for murder instead. At trial, defense attorneys made the shocking argument that Gilbert was justified in shooting the lady because she'd stolen from him, and Texas law permits the use of deadly force to defend one's property at night. That defense was raised in this case based on Texas's awful defense of property law. It's certainly newsworthy and even more reason to reform that law. But there's no evidence the jury acquitted based on the defense of the property law in the first place. The much more plausible reason for the verdict is the jury believed the defendant's claim that he didn't intend to shoot the victim. Now, when you hear the story told, he shot this lady, and she died later, it sure sounds like he pointed a gun at her and shot her.
So he was intending on shooting a...
Maybe he was intending on threatening her to get his money back, and then he had the gun accident and went off.
It's even just way different from that. So per Texas's homicide statute, the prosecution needed to prove that Gilbert intentionally or knowingly killed Frago or intended to cause her serious bodily injury. The defense argued that Gilbert lacked the requisite intent for murder because when he shot at the car, as Frago and the owner of the escort service were driving away, he said he was aiming for the tire. The bullet actually did hit the tire. And a fragment, quote, literally the size of your fingernail, unquote, according to the defense attorney, Bobby Barrera, hit Ms. Frago. Barrera does not believe the jury acquitted because of the defense of property law. He believes they acquitted because they believed that Gilbert didn't intend to shoot her.
Right.
He wanted to shoot out the tires on the car so he could try to get his money back, and a fragment of the shot hit this lady that ultimately led to her death seven months later.
That's still so irresponsible. I really think if you're willing to pull out a gun and pull a trigger, then you should, you know, have the responsibility of, hey, somebody might die because I've got a gun out and I'm shooting it.
It's a lot for $150, but ultimately shooting a tire out is a much more responsible thing to do than blasting somebody in the head or the
neck.
It
is, but, you know, sane people don't pull out guns because they're pissed off over a business deal.
I see what you're saying there. Anyway, I just thought it was important to get that detail out because it wasn't even clear at all.
There's definitely more to the story, but I still don't like the guy.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. David is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Yeah, good argument for legalizing prostitution. Then
absolutely.
You can settle your disputes in court or wherever openly, as opposed to having to think.
And then you don't have to meet people in shifty hotel rooms. You can actually go to, you know, a business location and, you know, deal with people who are known quantities and they have a business reputation. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts, David.
Exactly. Yeah, I was calling to follow up on legal issues, but you're all already talking about some. I heard you say that, did you say that, to your knowledge, that creation of pornography was legal in only two states, California and New Hampshire? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I don't know if that's true, but that's just what I've heard for a long time.
It's what I've heard as well.
Oh yeah, I don't know, but I would assume it seems like porn has been produced in Nevada, in Las Vegas, and also in Florida. I don't know if they're doing it legally.
You're saying that based on your experience?
Well, everybody has looked at porn on the internet, and I certainly have, and it should be legal and all of that stuff.
So you've seen locations that you believe were not California, is what you're saying.
I know it wasn't. Well, I know it wasn't. Mm-hmm. It obviously was Scottsdale. It obviously was, you know, places in Florida. So, you know, whether it's legal to produce there, I don't know. But it would be interesting to know just from knowledge of the law's sake. Anyway, what I had called about to follow up on the other night, there was a couple unanswered questions regarding the woman that called in and was upset about her kids, and it's a recurring theme. And I asked you if you'd noticed how upset she was, and you did. So the point of that is, how many other subject matter areas do people get that upset about? Not too many. Am I correct?
What is this about?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
The question is about parents who have their children are taken from them. They're separated legally or illegally from their children. I would suggest most of it's illegal. But you had a caller the other night that we were having a conversation about that was extremely upset, broke down crying when she was discussing the situation. You remember that, right?
Not really.
Well, that happened. And my point is that. She was extremely upset. I mean, broke down crying while she's talking to you.
Yeah.
And how many of your callers break down crying while they're talking to you? Well, not that many.
Yeah, not that many.
The point is, Yeah, the point is that when our government gets involved and takes children from parents, they often do it illegally, as I proved they did it to me illegally. Right. I did
and
prove that in court.
Yeah.
And it's devastating, right, yeah. And one aspect that's noteworthy is I see our population like a herd of zebras or something. When lions come to prey and they all run and the lion gets one of them, what do the zebras do? They kind of turn around, look over their shoulder, watch their buddy get eaten, and then they go about a few minutes later, they're back to their lives eating grass and, you know, sorry about your luck kind of thing. And that's what humans, you know, in this country and other countries as well, kind of seem to do. It's like, you know, she called into your program, and, you know, and that's my main reason for calling you, is to get my message out and just, you know, discuss this stuff openly, because our government tries to bury it. They do things like making it literally illegal to discuss cases, which is exactly like if I discuss the particulars of my case, or get this, if I say this, hi David Olson Jr., my son, hi Paisley Olson, my daughter, hi, how are you doing? That I just broke a judge's order. They
for
have
saying
ordered
that on the radio?
To say it in any manner that my children could possibly hear it.
It's outrageous.
So,
well, now Ian, you're going to be held responsible. He just broke the law on your show.
Right? David, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. So, by the way, I did just quickly looking here, Google, what is it legal to produce porn in your state? I chose the second result from Quora.com.
Not that I have any specific knowledge or anything, but I know that there's a site dedicated to Nebraska co-eds. You know, there's that site.
Well, so there's
maybe
two answers
imported
here.
Imported.
So there's two answers here. The question is, in what states is it legal to shoot porn? I thought it was all shot in California because it's only legal there, yet some sites shoot in Arizona, Nevada, and Florida. So that was the question. The first answer from John Mixon says, as long as it's not child pornography or bestiality, there's no legal reason pornography can't be filmed anywhere in the United States. But then the second answer from LaShawn Hardy says California and New Hampshire.
That's what I had heard.
Most other states have obscenity laws that either strictly forbid filming adult video or are incredibly vague, which would mean that professional porn producers want to make sure their butts are covered, so to speak, would choose the most legally friendly places generally. That doesn't mean that people aren't shooting in other states, but it might probably
be more risky to shoot outside of those two states, for sure.
Let's talk to Tom in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tom, quickly.
Yeah, guys, I'll make it quick. Listen, California is the only state where it's affirmatively legal to produce pornography. That went all the way to the California Supreme Court. It was, I believe, the Freeman case. California v. Freeman. Now, any other state, you run the risk of, like you said, running.
New Hampshire shows up in a number of places here. I mean, startmypornCompany.com lists California and New Hampshire. I believe that New Hampshire is pretty solid.
Get a lawyer.
It's always not
because of assignation laws, obscenity laws, and a whole slew of other laws like
Maryland. It doesn't hurt to get a lawyer if you're going to be starting a porn production company, no doubt. Tom, thanks for the call tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.